This is KNKX. There's something about trains traveling through mountains and evergreens that just seems to evoke the winter holidays. That's why this is the time of year the Washington State History Museum in Tacoma hosts its model train festival. KNKX reporter Simone Alisea took a visit on opening day.
A young boy is marveling over the teeny tiny people that seem to be bustling around the scale model of Tacoma's Union Station. It's part of the state's largest permanent model train display, a grand introduction into the world of these miniature locomotives. You might think seeing smaller versions of big machines would be somehow less impressive than the real thing. But Historical Society Director Jennifer Kilmer gets at why this boy and so many other kids might be drawn to these trains.
I think of it as the King Kong effect, like, I'm huge and it's a tiny little building, you know, and because they usually feel really small, right, in their world. And so one thing about model trains is it makes them feel like a giant, and I think that's neat.
In addition to the permanent display, the Model Train Festival features layouts from five other clubs. The trains range in size from the Kitsap steamers, which are nearly knee-high, to so-called N-scale tracks, where the trains are barely an inch tall. Mike Sleis runs a group within a local division of the National Model Railroad Association. He shows me a stretch of tracks modeled off the Port of Seattle. Another part seems to go through an imaginary mid-20th century town with idyllic shop fronts and rolling hills.
It's just, nothing is wrong. You can't build anything wrong. You can build it to your own standard.
Slee says even at this scale, watching trains feels visceral.
There's something about big machinery that makes you kind of go, ooh, you know, there's sort of a thrilling, wow, humanity built that. There's something about that movement, that motion, that power that I think kind of grabs people.
The Model Train Festival runs at the State History Museum in Tacoma through January 1st. Simone Adisea, KNKX News.